a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Merry happy ho ho. Merry happy ho ho. Merry happy ho ho. Welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show. And I greet everyone pretty much right now as Merry happy ho ho. And I say that I do my best to not offend anyone, to not choose any kind of sides, to not say anything that's going to go against somebody's belief system, but I want to represent the fact, and I have made a decision. And my decision here, as I announce it on the Dr. Kevin Show, is when I say merry, happy, ho, ho, that if somebody is going to be offended, it's because they're choosing to be offended, and they're going to be offended no matter what I do or what I say. And so I support them with all my heart to be as offended as they'd like. Because it's not my job to save you from your need to be offended. It really isn't. I think that here on this Wednesday, on this Thursday, in this our holiday season, where Reverend Lori and I are sharing happy, inspirational, motivational stories to keep Hollywood, holy days, light and bright and merry and cheerful, that one of the things that we need to do, and I teach a whole class called Surviving the Holidays, D-A-Z-E, is one of the things that we need to do is we need to stay in our joy. We need to stay out of our judgment. We need to say whatever makes us feel good and with an intention of to make other people feel good. And no matter what you do, there are always going to be negative, pessimistic, judgmental people who are going to find something wrong about it. And your Christmas gift to yourself this year is to really give the gift of not giving a shit.
Amen.
Welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show. And again, like I said, Reverend Lori and I are here to share happy, inspirational, motivational stories to keep the season bright. And we invite you to also share the light and bright and inspirational, motivational stories of your life or of your Facebook feed or whatever that make you smile, that make you remember that there are good people in the world, that there's goodness in the world, that there's something beyond the don't make me puke politics in the world, that there are things beyond that, and that we are here to share those with you. And you can share them with us by calling 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to share some of the stories that we found. And you can post your stories, if you would like, on facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. When you come to the page, you can like me because I'm a likable guy. If you don't believe me, ask Lori. Lori, I'll give you a 20 later. Just say yes. that I am a likable guy. I got my Santa hat on. I got my Snoopy Christmas shirt on, where Snoopy is surrounded in Christmas lights that are all tangled up, and many Woodstocks are trying to help him, or maybe they're just trying to decorate him. I guess that's it. They've made Snoopy the tree because they put a star on his head. I've got my penguin Christmas socks on and my Santa hat. Reverend Lori, how are you? And what do you want to do to make my season happy and bright?
Well, hi, Dr. Kevin. I'm wonderful. What do I want to do to make your Christmas holiday season bright? Was that the question?
Well, yeah, but I'm going to withdraw that question. Your very presence on the earth makes my holiday season happy and bright.
Aww,
so I guess you don't have to do anything else.
Now you don't have to give me the 20 because, you know, that was worth it. Oh, sorry. Today has just been a wonderful day full of laughing and joy, and I'm just a little giddy, and the joy's got my brain a little cloudy, but it's all good. It's been a wonderful day, and we have lots of wonderful stories. It's hard to pick so many happy, inspirational, uplifting stories, because there are so many out there, and I wish more people would share them and read them and create them, you know, be part of it, because wow, what a difference it makes in life.
Yeah, it does make a difference in life, and the difference it makes of for people to have somebody smile at them, say hello. The number of people that just will stop and go, oh, I like your hat. Oh, or I like your shirt. And because I wear my Santa hat everywhere right now. I just do. And, you know, and every now and then, you know, and some people kind of ignore it and look the other way. And then you get these kids that get all excited about it, and they all think it's fabulous, these little kids.
That's wonderful. I love that. I'll tell you, this happened to me the other day, because we, you know, last week I told you I was having a little trouble getting into the Christmas spirit. So we went to a restaurant we like to go to, and one of the women there is always so nice. And when I, for Halloween, I had on Halloween stockings, and she made a really big deal of it. So I said to my husband, I said, I'm going to wear a Santa hat just for her. So I walked in with the Santa hat on, and she's like, oh, you're so cute. Gives me a hug. Oh, you made my day, which, of course, made me smile. But then this lady sitting next to me, we started conversing, and I said, you know, I'm having trouble getting in the spirit this year. And then we proceeded to have the best conversation. And when she was leaving, this woman didn't know me from Adam. She gave me the biggest hug and wished me a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I have to tell you, wearing that Santa hat just totally turned everything around.
Yeah.
Made so many people happy, including me.
Well, that's just it, you know. I think that right now we have to remember that this is the holy days, and in the post when I promoted these shows for last week, this week, and part of next week, because part of next week we're also going to be welcoming on Rob Stewart, who's going to be our monthly astrologer here on the Dr. Kevin Show, that part of it is, you know, it's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, it's Kwanzaa. There's no Muslim holiday right now going on that I could find, because I looked, because I wanted to include all of the holidays that I could find. And knowing, you know, I did Yule the other night, and Jeff and his mother and I, we did a little Yule celebration, and we did a little reading, and we lit some candles, and we made a list of things we wanted to leave behind in 2019, and we discussed them, and then we burned them, and then we made a list of what we wanted to bring to us in 2020, and we brought that list in, you know, and we just enjoyed our little Yule.
That's wonderful.
You know, and I think that we get so crazed in the feeding and the gift buying and, you know, all of the commitments and all the overwhelming things that we don't stop and take time. I mean, when we decided to do the Yule thing, my phone went away. I sat there and listened, and I worked on my knitting. So did we, I can't remember. I thought I was going to bring it up last week, but I think we didn't get to it. So we were talking about little things to do last week to help make the spirit bright or inspire and motivate people. Remember?
Yeah.
And we ended with you sharing some of what you did. And I was going to share what I did. And I'm going to start this week, and then we'll move to some of the stories. Because I do want to get the stories. But you know what? If we don't get all the stories covered before it's over, coming to Facebook.com/MyDrKevin, all the stories we post there, so you can find them, you can read them, you can look at them, you can take them off, you can share them. We might not do all of this. And then, Lori, you actually have a place where you're always posting good stories. And
yes.
I want to make sure that that gets posted on our timeline and tell people where they can go if they need a little inspirational, motivational pick-me-up.
Thank you. Yes. I mean, you did post it, and hopefully people will see it, Light of the One Heart. So it's on the feed. Come on over. Let's, share the love and share the happy, inspirational stories and the stories of connection and caring for one another and make it a party.
So two things I want to share that I do, and one of them is easy for anybody to do, and then the other one, you have to do your version of it. One of them is I am making a point as I go into retail stores, especially, or go places, or I have a box that's at a UPS store, of finding something to compliment somebody on, that they did a good job, that they had a nice smile, that whatever it is. I have committed, especially with people that have to deal with the public, to find one nice thing to say for somebody who's dealing with me.
Wow, that's wonderful, Kevin. Everybody should do that. It's so easy, and it makes such a big difference. Thank you.
And, my UPS store, they've been getting killed in the boxes and the backup, and there's just been a ton of backup. And then, of course, everybody, they have to, so often we yell at the person that's in front of us, whether it's their fault or they did it or, they even had anything to do with it, because we get so frustrated and there's so much stress and there's so much pressure and then we yell at people. So I'm watching them just working crazy hours, doing their best, trying to get all these packages in and all into the boxes and all of these stuff and all these people making demands. And so I drove and I went to Hannaford's and I bought two trays of cookies and a tray of chocolate little mini muffins, and I went back and I gave them to him to have in the back room.
Wow, that's awesome.
And not everybody can do that or needs to do that, but it was just it was on the moment of I want to do something nice. How the world would change if we just thought, what are the nice things I could do today?
Right. And they don't have to cost money. Like you said, paying compliments, holding doors, putting your shopping cart away. There's a lot of things we can do that make a big difference in someone's day.
Uh-huh. And it doesn't have. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was just going to say, let's do that. Let's challenge each other and everyone listening to do one nice thing every day.
Yeah. Just
a little thing.
So the other thing I'm doing is, so this time of year, you may or may not have seen it, because I posted it on my Facebook. I think it was yesterday, the day before, but I did a check-in with my fitness pal, and I've now lost like 50 pounds of fat and I've put on 20 pounds of muscle, more or less.
I saw that.
And so I'm not where I need to be yet, but I'm close and I'm feeling good about it. And one of the things this time of year is I'm more likely to be sedentary, and there's always so many good things around that this is the time of year where I pick up my crochet hook and my knitting needles. So if I'm knitting or crocheting, I'm not snacking.
Well, there you go.
So, but unfortunately at this point, I've just about gifted out everybody that I give gifts to, for scarves and for lap throws and for afghans and stuff like that. I mean, how many of those things do you need? I can only get away with giving so many handmade Christmas gifts out. So what I decided to do, and sadly, A.C. Moore is going out of business because I like A.C. Moore, but they've got some great buys on yarn. So I loaded up on a bunch of yarn, and I'm knitting and I'm crocheting and I'm making scarves, and I'm going to give them all to homeless.
Excellent.
People. And as I am working on it, I'm knitting and I pay attention and I put in love and hope and inspiration and luck and all of the positives that I can, that when they wear it, that maybe the world will be a little nicer for them. At least, if nothing else, it will be a little warmer.
I love that. I love that. If I knew how to knit a crochet,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's just, you're taking something you enjoy doing, the knitting and the crocheting, and so it's not like you're forcing yourself to do something you don't like. This is something you enjoy, and now you're just making it even more special.
Yeah. But people can find their version of just some little, it's a great time to say, is there old winter clothes that I don't wear anymore? Do I have so many pairs of gloves? Did I just get a new winter coat, and now do I have four? And well, can I really wear four winter coats? It's a great time that we could all go in and say, hey, there are people out there that in this weather, and I said earlier, I had a client today that was on the phone, and I was out walking in this weather for an hour. It was cold and I was bundled up, and there are people that have no place to go, that are living outside in this weather. They may be spending the night at a homeless shelter, but and some aren't.
Right.
And do you need three or four or five winter coats in your closet? Do you need, if nothing else, say here in this holiday season and going into winter, especially being in New England, go through and take some kind of something that you can donate or gift some of these people to give a little bit of comfort and love in the world. Now we're talking the Christmas season.
Right. We actually did that in the beginning of November. We collected up all the gloves and scarves and hats and stuff that we weren't using, and we donated them because we wanted to get them to people before it got real cold, But this is the perfect time to do it, and it means so much to the recipients. Someone thought of them.
Yep.
Someone, shared. It means so much.
And on that note, we're going to go on break, and then when we get back, I'm going to have Reverend Lori share about one of her stories, which is about free coats for people in need. Here.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Terms Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Happy ho, ho, here on the Dr. Kevin Show. I'll stop singing now. I actually can sing better than that. But, Reverend Laurie!
Dr. Kevin.
Why don't you share a story that you posted? Huh?
I would love to. So, because just like we were just talking about, so I found this this story out of Prestonburg, Kentucky. And there's two stores there, the Mountain Muse and Lou's Place for Pets. And I liked this story because 3 years ago, they decided that they needed to start a take a coat, leave a coat system to help the local community. And, you know, it's like take a penny, leave a penny type of thing. But they had no idea this was going to go nutso. And in 3 years, they have provided over 1,000 coats. And because it was so successful, they started also doing a food drive. I mean, and these are just two small mom and pop companies. These aren't, you know, the big stores that can afford to do this. And then if they don't have enough, you know, coats donated, they go out and acquire them. I just think, you know, the whole community has now pulled again, you know, around this. And stop it. Sorry. sorry, the dog had to say hello. So, yeah, so I just love
that.
Well,
the dog has its own coat, you know.
Yeah, she had to come say hello. But I just think it's wonderful when communities do this. It shows what communities can do for each other and how they can take care of each other, and I just love it.
And so it's in Prestonburg, Kentucky, the Mountain View.
Yes, and Lou's Place for Pets.
And blues and Lou's and I said blues. I was like, oh no, that's New Orleans. Sorry, Lou's Place for Pets.
Yes.
Well, and you know, it's such a simple idea that fulfills such a great need, and people have a chance to just and I have to say this. Because then I want to keep this as an inspirational, motivational show. So I'm going to try to avoid my tendencies that I can have at times. But, you know, some of the places that you donate to, you have to be careful. You have to be careful for two reasons. One, because that, you know, if you donate money, very little of it's actually getting passed on to the people who are in need. A lot of it gets eaten up by the running of the nonprofit. So, you know, check what you know, if I'm giving you $100, how much of that $100 is actually serving the community that I'm trying to support? It's a legitimate question, and you need to look that up. Not that people working at a nonprofit should not get paid, but you do want to do that. But my other thing is that there are some places, and I won't mention any names, that I will not donate to because they are really abusive to the people that come in and get their stuff by beating them over the head with religion.
Right.
And, you know, if you're, no matter what your religion is, there's some form of it that's about love and helping those in need and lesser. And it doesn't say only if they're willing to give you a Hail Mary or an Amen or, hallelujah at the altar of your religion. You're supposed to just be doing it as an act of love.
Exactly.
So I love this, that you just go and you just leave a coat because you have a coat, and somebody who needs it just takes a coat because they need a coat. And there's no judgment. There's no proselytizing. There's no anything. So I think this is a fabulous story, and thank you for sharing it with us.
You're welcome.
Yeah. If anybody out there in our listening, go ahead.
I was going to say, so what are you going to share?
Well, if anybody out there in our listening audience knows of a place in their area that has something similar, and remember, the Dr. Kevin Show is heard all around the world. So wherever you are, there's a potential that we could be having listeners that are listening here to the Dr. Kevin Show. Call in. Let us know where it is. Go to facebook.com/mydrkevin and post it. We are inviting you to come to this timeline and post if somewhere in your area is doing this, and maybe there is somebody in your area in need that does not know it. So share it. If you know somebody in Prestonburg, Kentucky, make sure you tell them to go check out this link. If you have this happening and it's happening in Merrimack, New Hampshire, and you find a link to a place that's doing this kind of charity giving away, come and post it and let us know, and call us at 202-570-7057 and share the wealth, share the good word, share the inspiration, share the motivation. So I'm going to hop on your dog. I'm going to go for the story that I found, and it's there's two sides to the story. But I don't know if you saw the story about the four guys that asked their neighbor if they could walk her dog.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that story? Yeah.
Yes, I am.
And the first part of it, because I was actually a little surprised when I first read it, because I had an assumption, bad Dr. Kevin. No doggy treats. And that they were going to help. They were taking some dog out for an elderly neighbor. And I thought, that's just really great. That if you're living somewhere and you're going to go out for a walk, or you want to get exercise, or you want to do these things, that you're an animal lover, that especially if you live in a place like New England, this time of year, you know, pets do so much for raising the health and joy, especially of senior citizens. But if you're a dog lover and you're in your 70s or your 80s and it's cold and it's icy and that dog really would like to go for a walk and it really is beyond you, what a fabulous. Now, this isn't actually what the story was about. I'm going to get to that. I'm telling you the fantasy I had in my head of what I was going to read. but I think it's a nice fantasy, so I wanted to share it, and I'm sure it's happening somewhere. So in your neighborhood, if you are a dog lover, but you can't have a dog, which is part of this story, these four young men got roommates, moved into a place. They're all dog lovers. They didn't have a dog. They noticed a dog in the winter next door, and they actually reached out and said, we know this sounds crazy, but if you ever need your dog walked or blah, 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 we all miss having not having a dog. And the woman sent back a letter from her dog. There was a dog paw on the close of the envelope even. With the rules of coming to play with me. It was quite a cute letter. I'm not going to read it because you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin and click on the story and read it. And they became friends. And part of that story was about meeting your neighbors and being friendly and, you know, reviving some of what we've lost, which is the feeling and idea of community. But I still think it's a really neat idea out there that if you are somebody and you have elderly people that live around you that maybe have pets that might not be able to get them out much this time of year, that might struggle if there's been a storm or the roads aren't clear, but the poor, you know, but those pets would really like to get out and be walked. Obviously, I don't get that request from my two kittens. They're perfectly okay terrorizing the inside of my house.
Yeah.
But if you have a dog, you know, it's a different story. So there is reaching out to a neighbor, creating a new friendship, and bonding over, I need a dog to walk, and you have one. Can I borrow yours? This happened in England, and I just think it's so cute, and it's so perfectly English, actually.
Yeah. I love that
story.
But
I think it's, yeah. But you know what I'm saying about it could be something nice that you could do to pay attention to in your own neighborhood. Do you have elderly people that might need some help with their animals this time of year? What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we in our own neighborhood, we have some that, you know, need help from time to time, and neighbors jump right in, and we all do what we can to help each other, you know, not just elderly people, but any neighbors in need. You know, if you need us to walk your dog, yeah, we'll come take care of that or whatever you need. That's how neighbors used to be and how we're very blessed that our neighborhood has become. But I hope it spreads again and more neighbors, more streets become neighborhoods.
Okay. So I'm going to be a pig and I'm going to hop into another story that I want to hop into, and then I will turn it back to you, and you can cover a couple of stories. But I want to share this one because it's about Mr. Rogers. Did you read the what happened when I showed vintage Mr. Rogers to my 21st century kids? Had you seen that one?
I've seen it, yeah. I don't...
Okay. So anyways,
refresh me. Yes. I did see it, but I don't know.
I loved this story. Now, I haven't had a chance to go see the Mr. Rogers movie, but I want to. I was very honored. I was very lucky, I should say. I was speaking at a dais at Clemson University in South Carolina a couple of years ago. I was invited in to speak at the Play Coalition conference they have every year, which is about the importance of play, and not just for children, but for adults. And this is an actual organization that is trying to get more play put back in schools, but is also does conferences and brings people, experts in all over, from all over to discuss play. They brought me in to talk about the importance of using play as a way to work with kids with ADD and ADHD. And how powerful it is. And they brought in the woman who was head of the Mr. Rogers Foundation that knew Mr. Rogers and was like one of the last, at the very end of the Mr. Rogers show, she was on the staff and she shared stories and I get to sit with her actually. We shared a meal together. about who Mr. Rogers really was. And it was just a phenomenal time. But in this story, you know, this woman, and this was in the Washington Post, but again, you can go and get a, you can click on this link and read it. She talked about the fact that she actually, you know, was producing a national television segment on Mr. Rogers, in connection with the release of the then new documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Which, when we were talking about neighborhood, this is why I said I want to jump to this story. So she decided to lock herself in her bedroom one night and binge on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And, you know, her husband had said, you know, don't you want to do it here in the living room, maybe show the kids? And she laughed. She, you know, and she shared this whole thing about how much her kids gave her and her husband such a hard time when they tried to show their kids Footloose. And how lame it was, and how, you know, and picked it apart and all of these things. So she just went in there. And I want to actually share this. Within a half an hour of my binge fest, our youngest two children, then 5 and 7, came to ask me to help them with some homework. They sat down on the bed beside me and peered at the television as I looked over their worksheets. In the episode I was watching, Mr. Rogers had gone to a restaurant in Pittsburgh to show his young viewers how restaurants work. "Mummy," asked my young daughter, "who is that nice man?" "It's Mummy's friend Fred," I explained. "I like his voice," said the seven-year-old son. "I like his clothes." "Can we watch with you?" the son asked. I was skeptical, but nodded, and so it began. And she got all three of her kids hooked on Mr. Rogers because and she never thought, you know, iPads and all of this stuff. And so, you know, they did it and it, you know, ran its course, like that happens. But when one of them was having problems, they asked if they could go watch it. And she asked them, you know, what they liked about it. And they said, "Isn't it obvious? He likes kids, Mummy. Kids know when a grown-up likes them." And her son said, "And he's not too loud. And we watch him, there's no noise. You don't have to worry about anything."
Yeah.
And I was so touched by this story and how when her daughter had a bad moment, she said, "I think I want to visit your friend. You know, the one who makes people feel better. Can we snuggle and watch your friend, Fred?" And on that note, we'll be right back for the last segment.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay.
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
shout a merry little happy ho-ho if the fates allow. Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we merry happy ho-ho through all the month of December to make your spirit bright. I'm here with Reverend Lori, and we're sharing hopeful, inspirational, motivational stories and talking about things that you can do, simple things that will make people around you feel better, will make you feel better, will lower the stress of the holiday season. There's nothing like bringing a little smile to someone's face, especially when it's your own. So, I wanted to see if you had any feedback about the Mr. Rogers story before we moved on to the next story you'd like to share.
Well, as a proud Pittsburghian, I love Mr. Rogers. And funny, my mom always says he's her favorite singer. Just saying. But I love that story about Mr. Rogers because he is timeless. He is classic. And he is just like those children said. Kids don't need loud. They don't need noisy. They don't need in their face. They just need to know that grown-ups like them.
Mm.
You know, he makes you everybody feel valued and cherished without being overly demonstrative or in your face or, you know. So thank you for sharing that story. I just love Mr. Rogers. I can't wait to go see the movie.
Yeah, we want to go see the movie, too. Maybe the four of us should go see the movie together.
Yeah.
Or if we don't make it while it's still in the theaters, we should just have a popcorn and movie night, either at your place or our place. And I think that we miss sometimes that that our kids are getting so overstimulated. And, you know, it's one of the nice things that you need to do for your kids during this holiday season is be the adult and don't break all of your kids' necessary and needed habits and bedtimes, and don't push them into the point where they have meltdowns and act out and have bad behaviors. Because you're trying to get the most out of the holiday season and you're overwhelming them. And I watch so many kids that get overwhelmed and they melt down and then the parents get frustrated and like, oh, why are you doing that? Because you're a bad parent. A four-year-old.
I can't say they're a bad parent, but they forget. They forget what it's like to be that child. And, you know, things like having Mr. Rogers to watch is, you know, we adults get overwhelmed and frustrated and just wish we had a few minutes of quiet. Well, kids want the same thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nope. I'm going to amend my statement. Because you're doing bad parenting, not because you're a bad parent. Because you're doing bad parenting. Kids still need to get so many hours of sleep, and they can't really live on sugar rush to sugar rush. And they really can only take in so much stimulation before they completely shut down. And it's not fair to them, and it's not fair to you, and it's not fair to anyone else involved in the process.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. You're up. Bedazzle us. Bedazzle us, Reverend Lori.
Well, this next story, it isn't about the holidays per se, but it's about valuing somebody you love. And I love this story because it just shows that we are all capable of anything we set our minds to. And there was this young teenage couple wanting to go to prom, and the girl you know the story?
Yeah. No, I knew that this was going to be the story. I had my clicker all on it. Go ahead.
I love this story. Well, because, you know, she found the perfect prom dress, but of course, you know, it was ridiculously priced and she couldn't afford it. So she joked the whole thing, and kudos to good parenting or good grandparenting or whoever instilled these core values in this young man, because sewing is not an easy thing to do for most people. and that he took on such a big, ambitious project just because he loved somebody. And not for any other reason. It's something we should all keep in mind.
And sometimes it is the most, and not that this was a simple thing, but, you know, we just have lost sight of the value that comes with handmade, homemade gifts. Like, it's not as, you know, flashy, or it's not as, you know, some people would say, well, first of all, I like the fact that he was completely willing to blow past the stereotype of men sewing, because there's that aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know, that a teenage boy would learn to sew to make a dress. I mean, don't tell me he didn't get some ribbing for that.
Oh, I'm sure.
But, you know, that energy, you can't buy love into a gift, but you can sew love into a gift. You can cook love into a gift. You can knit and crochet love into a gift.
Absolutely.
And whatever happens with this young couple, you know, who knows, they're teenagers. Maybe they'll live it happily ever after. Maybe they won't. That's not the point of the story. But this kid knows how to show love. And this girl will have a story she'll be telling her grandchildren in 50 years.
Exactly.
Even if they're not still together, she will tell that story of how her first love made her a prom dress so she would have a beautiful dress for prom.
Right.
Think of all the stories. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I was just going to say what you're saying. Think of all the stories that are on this line, and people don't, you know, we don't think this way anymore as a general rule, and we need to get back to it.
The, you know, the stories that get told so often that I heard from my grandparents, that I told and shared with my nephews and nieces, that I do that, are stories that didn't involve how much somebody spent, but more often how much somebody invested or even sacrificed to show an act of love or kindness or compassion. And it makes people just feel good. I mean, I remember going through periods when money was tight. I remember when I bought my very first house and money was tight that first Christmas season, but I wanted to have all the family over to my house because I had a house now. I had a house and I had a significant other and I wanted everybody to come over. And of course I wanted to give gifts, but you know, first year of a new house, lots of expenses, lots of money, lots of stuff going out. And we had an herb garden, and I took the herbs and I made dipping oils for everybody. And
oh, that's awesome.
And it didn't cost hardly anything. It cost the price of the glass bottle and a decent oil and the herbs that I grew, and I made them in September and I gave them in December, and I still have some of my family that talked to me about remembering the dipping oil. And I knew my family well enough that I could make, you know, different dipping oils that I knew worked more with, you know, like what they liked. But, you know, so anyway, but that's a great story. So I think we have time for one more. And I said that I was going to give you the next couple of stories. So what other story would you like to share on your line that you posted?
Well, you know, getting back to the topic of neighborhoods or communities being there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have a woman here in New Hampshire. She has stage 4 breast cancer. and she loves Christmas, but she has stage 4 breast cancer. She's not able to do anything for Christmas. So the local fire department went to her house and decorated her house for Christmas for her. She wasn't affiliated with the fire department. You know, it's not like she was a fireman or her anyone in her family. You know, they heard about her through the grapevine, and they went out and they took care of it for her. You know, they bought lights and decorations, and they did it all. And I just think that's community coming together. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, and I hope we can all just find that generosity in our hearts, you know, and we don't, you know, we can help a neighbor put up decorations or just give a lonely neighbor or relative a Christmas card or a holiday card if you're not into Christmas. Just a card saying, I'm thinking of you and I hope you're doing well. It means the world to somebody.
Yeah. Well, and I one of the things I like about that is, and I like these stories that I see that get shared. And, you know, I am guilty of sharing the political stuff on my timelines, and I get outraged and I get all wound up, and I'm not going to pretend I don't. But also, when you find these stories, sharing them is like that moment of quietness that we talked about when we talked about Mr. Rogers, that sometimes just being able to stop, sometimes when it's all so crazy, I'll just look for a positive, upbeat story. And I love it when I find them about the firemen in a community or the police officers in a community that went out of their way to do something for some kid or some, you know, whatever that was really up and above. Because, you know, we've demonized a lot of these people sometimes. And we have all of these deep wounds. And I'm not defending that anybody is right or anybody is wrong and nobody is perfect. And you have good people and bad people that are of every color and every gender and every diversity and every profession, and they exist. But sometimes I think we just paint this huge paintbrush. And I would like to think, and some people will tell me I'm naive, and I'm okay with that, better than senile. That people that go into public service like this are kind people who truly want to be of service. And yes, we hear horror stories about teachers that do horrible things in the classroom, and police officers that do horrible things on the streets. And we hear about we always hear about those. Those get national attention. They're all over the place. But we don't share enough of the good stories. Because for every one of every horrible story, I will guarantee you there are 10 heart-touching stories about people in the same profession.
Yep.
And we don't share them enough. We don't talk about them enough.
Right. I agree. Let's celebrate the good and stop glorifying the bad, or, you know what I mean? It's a choice. Focus on the positive or focus on the negative. I want to focus on the positive.
Okay. We still have a couple of stories that we didn't get to, and we're going to be wrapping up any minute now. We have one about hundreds of bikers deliver toys. We might get that to next week. We've got this one caught my eye. You posted 9-year-old boy buys 100 sleeping bags. Did we talk about that last week?
We did.
I don't think so.
We talked about that.
We did. Oh, that's right. We did. And bags and sacks. Okay. So we still have a few stories that we haven't covered that we may get to. And, of course, we're always finding new stories because we want to try to keep this flow going. Next week, join Reverend Lori and I and welcome our new astrologer, Rob Stewart, who's going to give us a peek at what January 2020 looks like. Right here on the Merry Happy Ho Ho Dr. Kevin Show. Here on Home Time.